review of a digital tool promoted as a one-stop shop for mental health patients has found all participants believe the website would help young people with mental health concerns. The website works by taking information given by the patient and sharing it securely with their clinicians and service providers. But despite the benefits it's delivering to some patients, others are being left in the lurch, directed to services that don't have the capacity to help. Georgia Hitch reports.
For Samuel Hockey, who's dealt with various mental health issues, including depression, for over a decade, this website has been a game changer.
It puts something that's often so daunting and so unexplored for a lot of people. It allows me to learn about it at my own pace, and it puts me in control of my own mental health journey.
What's helping the 23-year-old is a website called InnerWell. It was targeted at people with suicidal thoughts, providing support in real time and keeping them in touch with their doctors and other service providers.
If I was up at like 2 a.m. and of course no one's there, it allows me to then, instead of disturbing anyone by texting anyone or calling to see if anyone's up, I can get on and I can do a survey about the area that I feel is worrying me. They will then give you feedback and give you real-time tips, like here's a website for how you can manage where you're at.
Samuel Hockey is just one of 1,500 teenagers and young adults who trialled the website between 2014 and 2016. It's run through the University of Sydney with funding from the federal government. The trial results, published today in the Medical Journal of Australia, show 100% of participants believe the suicide prevention strategies are helpful for young people, and 97% would recommend it to family or friends. Professor Ian Hickey from the university's Brain and Mind Centre is the head of the website's research and design team. He says another key piece of feedback from the trial was how it improved clinical efficiency.
One of the frustrating things about clinical services is always having to wait to see a clinician, then receive advice, then take an action. These sort of systems provide immediate information to someone and immediate options in terms of care. So while you're working with clinicians, you can also engage yourself.
But the picture isn't all rosy. The digital platform is also helping to reveal shortages in the mental health services that are available.
It is almost cruel to raise expectations about a service or set out a service design and a way things should be conducted if, in fact, those services are not available.
Dr. Sebastian Rosenberg is the head of the Mental Health Policy Unit at the Australian National University.
If your problem is too complicated for, say, 6 or 10 sessions of cognitive behavioural therapy through a psychologist, federally funded, then there are very few options to find mental health care other than the emergency department of your local general public hospital.
The website is now being rolled out to veterans with mental health problems and people with eating disorders. Sydney designer Samuel Hockey is still using it and hopes it can help others.
It doesn't replace services, but it connects services. So it deals with that gap that so many of us fall through. I have had friends who've fallen through it and unfortunately haven't survived. So it's something that allows the individual to be connected to these services and care plans and providers whilst driving it themselves.
That's 23-year-old Samuel Hockey, ending that report by Georgia Hitch. And if this story has raised concerns for you or anyone you know, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.